Hey everyone, thank you for joining us this Monday, and a very happy Diwali to all of those who celebrate. This past weekend, our friends Shravya and Adia hosted a very exciting Diwali event to celebrate the Festival of Lights in South Lake, Texas. Take a look.
Hey guys, we are here in South Lake, Texas at Diwali Fest. It is a total blowout. Huge party. We are here talking about our 5G home internet, just $25 a month for Verizon customers. And we've got desserts that we're giving away, henna for free. And not only is it henna, it is kindness henna as part of our A Call for Kindness. So check out some of these awesome images. Not to mention, we've been doing a giveaway. Fitbits, the Pixel 6, Nest, every device you can imagine.
I came here to enjoy the Diwali festivities, and I saw Verizon Mode, super exciting. I saw 5G home, and they're giving a lot of giveaways, and you can see a lot of people enjoying the free henna. Happy Diwali to everyone.
People are so excited about our Verizon offerings, and we are so excited to be here today.
I hope you guys have a wonderful, wonderful Diwali. Happy Diwali.
Happy Diwali.
Thanks, Adi and Shravya. Looks like it was a great time celebrating Diwali, talking about our 5G home offers, and of course, spreading kindness. Now, if you remember, in early September, I talked to Chief Network Officer Joe Russo about the new network feedback form. Well, he promised to come back and update us on its progress, and recently I talked to him for a Three Questions With for more. Let's check it out. Hey everyone, it's Raquel here with another Three Questions With, where we give our leaders an opportunity to share their vision, their values, and the work that they're doing that relates to our overall strategy. And here with me today is Joe Russo, Chief Network Officer.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Joe, thank you so much for joining me. And I know the last time we talked, it was early September. You were telling us about the really exciting network feedback pilot program. You promised you'd come back. You're here. Thank you for doing that. Can you tell us what's new?
Sure. Since we launched the new feature in the My Verizon app, where employees can give us their feedback on any network experience, we've had over 2,000 people give us a data point around their experience. And it's been really valuable. So let me just tell you a little bit of what we've learned. The first is, the good news is about 70% of the feedback that we got from employees, we had some sort of knowledge of an issue and we're already working on a solution. But 30% were issues we delve into and try to figure out what's going on. Maybe something unique with that user, and we found a few of those, or something that we didn't see in the network that we wanted to get after. Give you two examples. One was in Georgia. We had about 7 employees give us feedback with their data experience, and we found that our antennas were not tilted properly to serve that community as best as we could. We made an adjustment there, improved their experience. Another example in Pennsylvania with 5G, customers were complaining around their data throughputs. Our system performance engineers saw the issues reported, made some optimizations of how we run the network, and their experience improved as well. So we've seen some really great feedback. We've also gotten feedback on the app itself, right? Things that they want. We may open it up to more and more customers, including business customers or government customers. Open it up for 5G fixed wireless is another example that people gave us feedback on. So we're gathering feedback about the experience so that we can improve the app as well.
Well, a lot of work has been done since September. That's awesome. How would you say this relates into our overall strategy?
The mission of the network team is to build and operate the best, most reliable networks for our customers. And this is a piece of that, right? So that strategy is rooted in making sure our network is performing better than anyone else. And we have lots of data points that we gather. This is another data point, the customer experience, and they could tell us about it. So I think that's how it aligns, right? We're trying to build and operate that best, most reliable network. And by using the power of our employees, and maybe eventually the power of all of our customers to give us these little feedbacks when something doesn't go quite right, allows us to fix it.
And for all of those who are watching at home, our V team, how can they help?
Yeah, well, although I'm happy with 2,000 data points, we have, you know, almost 100,000 people who could do it, right? So I hope that our V team continues to give us feedback, use the My Verizon app to let us know if they have something that they didn't see quite right in one of their experiences, so our system performance engineers can fix it. That's how we all participate in making this network the best it can be.
And like Joe mentioned, keep sharing your feedback on the My Verizon app. More details on how to share will be in today's story. Okay, now on to some exciting news for our customers. New prepaid plans, including unlimited, are now as low as $50 a month with AutoPay, offering customers even more perks on our network for even less, including Disney Plus for 6 months on us. Now with Verizon Prepaid, customers can get access to great prices and device options that are flexible with no credit checks, deposits, or annual contracts required. The Verizon Prepaid Unlimited Plus plan delivers more for less, including 5G ultra wideband, 25 gigabytes of premium mobile hotspot data, and international features with one global choice country included, and talk, text, and data to and from Mexico and Canada. Now, today is also the start of Records Compliance Week, and I want to remind you that information is an asset, and it's up to us to do our part and manage it properly. This week, take some time to look through your electronic and hard copy records to make sure they're being managed correctly. Having the right records in the right place at the right time will help you and Verizon. You want to learn more? The Records Compliance Week Learning Portal 2.0 pathway provides the guidance and resources you need to manage Verizon records. Not only will you earn a special badge for your VZ web profile after completing the course, but you'll also be entered into a random drawing for a prize. You can learn more about how to enter in today's story. Now, October is also Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and today we're shining a light on V-teamer Emily Schultz, VBG Director of Field Marketing for Public Sector. Emily was diagnosed with breast cancer at the beginning of the pandemic after the birth of her daughter. And recently, Emily shared her story in an article featured in today's Motivational Monday. In it, she details the challenging journey through her chemotherapy treatment and how her friends and family, including her Verizon family, came together to support her. She cites our Verizon benefits and the Verizon Health and Wellness team as helpful resources in her recovery. Emily, thank you for sharing your powerful story, which I know will help others who may be battling breast cancer feel that they aren't alone. V-team, we want you to be able to read Emily's full story, so we'll have that link in today's story. And today, in honor of all our breast cancer survivors and those who are still fighting, I want to end today with some hope. V-teamer Robin Tyson, a 12-year breast cancer survivor, shared what she calls her Hope Corner. It's dedicated to fighters, survivors, and future generations. Robin, thank you for giving us all a bit of hope. Your corner is a beautiful expression of what's possible. Well, everyone, thank you so much for watching. And there's more all week. Tomorrow, we have a special George Talks Tech you don't want to miss. Thursday, we've got an exciting Verizon Home Internet announcement. And Friday, we'll be back with an episode highlighting the importance of domestic violence awareness. Until next time, you're up to speed.